You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's Pa listening to the radio. And there's Ma just coming in. My, she looks pleased.
Pa, it is grand. Me and Doug just patched up a quarrel between the Thompsons.
How's that, Ma?
Well, you know Mrs. Thompson's wild about Doug for doing everything in her wash. But she never tumbled to Doug having everything for dishes, too.
Is that right, Ma?
Yeah, she'd never heard how Doug suds stand up till the last dish is done and cut grease like 60, yet they're kind to hand.
I hope you told her.
Sure, that's how I patched up their quarrel.
What happened?
Well, seems Mrs. Thompson's been washing stacks of dishes since her sister-in-law and the two young'uns moved in.
I know.
She told Mr. Thompson they'd have to go.
Oh, she didn't mean it.
That's what I figured. So I traipsed into her kitchen and poured some duds in her dishpan. Pa, she just beamed when she saw how those duds suds keep standing up.
She did.
We washed dishes for 8 people and we didn't have to keep adding soap.
And lots of greasy pans, I bet.
Yeah. But Duds goes after grease, hammer, and tongs. It cuts even tough grease in less than half a minute.
No hard scouring either.
No. Then Mrs. Thompson says, well, I hate to think how my hands are going to look.
Well, didn't you show her how nice your hands are, Ma?
Oh, go on, Pa. Sure. I says, Duds will leave your hands soft and pretty. And it did. Just now when I saw her, she grinned and says, land sakes, with Duds, who's going to worry about relatives and a few more dishes?
That's right. Duds is the only leading granulated wash day soap that combines all this for dishes. Makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to your hands. Change to Duds, D-U-Z. It has everything for dishes. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly has accomplished something anyway in her experiment in human salvation. She has managed to get Grace and her husband George back to Lastonbury. But Molly is a little puzzled and a little hurt to discover that Grace, so young and sweet-looking, is still absolutely unreformed. Grace returned so that George wouldn't have to face alone the censure of the townspeople whom they had cheated and swindled. Jake has made Molly call another meeting of their neighbors. And if it means punishment, Grace is willing to take it, but her heart is as hard and cold as ever. And to Molly, the heart is everything, as we know. Listen.
Go away from me, Kitty. Just now I can be troubled and annoyed at you. Go away, David.
Yes, David. So, Molly, where are they, George and Grace?
Inside.
Where inside?
Shut, David.
Everybody's coming, Molly. Should I put chairs for everybody to be seated?
There's enough chairs in the front room now.
No. Why enough? Constable Newton, Martha Willoughby, Mary Food, Bruce Henley, Mrs. Henley, and Mrs. Decker, come.
All right, David.
Molly, change your face.
My face has changed.
You're mad. You're mad, Molly, because Jay called everybody and told them Grace and George are here?
Why am I mad?
Once was enough, and you took everything on your own shoulders, Molly. When you made all the decisions, what was right and what was wrong. Molly, there are 2 bad people that stole money, and the law is out of your hands. Let everybody do what they will. The kitchen chairs I should take?
Yes. Wait, let me wipe them off.
Let me? I can't. So where is George and Grace?
Inside, talking. A moment privacy they should have, no?
Tell me, who was surprised when who saw who, huh?
Each.
How?
How? How are you surprised?
I mean, who spoke to who first?
Didn't notice.
Let me. If I'm wiping them, let me.
Enough already, David.
Does Grace and George know that everybody from the village is coming and Constable Newton and maybe they'll be arrested?
Yes, they know. They know the wonderful news. Should I make a cup of tea?
For me, not.
I mean for Grace and George.
Oh, why not?
I'm only asking.
I mean, why not?
I only mean if Jake will come in and he'll say
what,
something.
What will he say? What will he say? A cup of coffee or a cup of tea offered to a person? Mm-hmm. I mean, if a person is...
Wait, David, wait. George?
Yes?
Would you wish a cup of coffee if you swallow if I'll spill? Yeah?
Thank you.
What?
Gray?
See? She don't answer.
I'm making coffee.
Well, maybe she wants tea. Tea?
Milk ask.
Milk?
We'll be right in.
Jake?
Where are they?
Shah.
Molly, what's the Shah?
Jake.
What's the Shah, I'm asking?
Nothing, only what...
Are you prepared for everybody?
Yes.
The constable?
I know, Jake.
I told everybody whatever their decision is will stand.
Yes.
If you're making coffee, spill me.
I'm making for George and Greg.
So?
Spill, Jake.
I will. Wait, the front door already. The front door. Somebody's ringing already. Go, Jake.
I'm going.
Wait, I wonder who already...
I can't see.
Huh? Can't see who's by the door? Mary Foote. Mrs. Willoughby and Constable Newton already.
Oh, they're here. Oh, they're here, Molly.
Take everybody in the front room.
Everybody in the front room, Jake. So, Molly, call George and call Grace.
I will go in, David.
Oh, to the company I should go?
Yes.
Change your face, Molly.
I will. Oh, go see who, David.
I'm going.
The front bell. I'm going, Jake. I'm going. Come in. Welcome.
In the front room, David.
Come into the front room.
Hello, Mrs. Reynolds. I'll be in a minute. In a minute. Go away, kid. George? Grace? George? Grace? Come in. Grace, a little coffee if you wish. Help yourself. Because I have to go inside. And when you're finished, come in. Excuse me. Cream and sugar is standing. The decision of the village people will have to be the final decision. Everything is out of my hands. I tried and you failed me. Now, excuse me, I'll close this door so you'll be able to swallow quietly.
Listen to her. We failed her. Who asked her to be interested?
I asked her to be interested.
Who asked you to ask her?
Because she wanted to help.
Well, she did help. And now look at us. We're ready to walk into a room filled with small-town persecutors, and after they justify themselves with some fine-sounding remarks, we'll be dumped in jail for a few years. That's where Mrs. Goldberg's good intentions got us. And if you like it, then excuse me.
Well, why did you come back then? You knew I was coming here. Why didn't you just keep on going? No one would have bothered to go after you.
You've taken your life and tossed it into the ash can just so you can sit quietly in prison and say, I made a noble gesture.
I didn't ask you to come here.
We were doing fine. But you had to start brooding over right and wrong. Remember, judges get paid for that or else they wouldn't bother. But you did it for nothing. You're the world's best sucker, George, I can tell you that.
Okay, then I am. Why don't you just pick up and leave, then?
You're a fine one to ask me that.
You've been asking me to ask you that.
I hope you feel tender and sweet, because when you walk into that room, you're going to need all your fine feelings to take it. And I hope your knees are tough, because they're going to ask for plenty of crawling.
Oh, you're crazy.
You mean I know the score.
When you're ready, we are waiting.
When we're ready, they're waiting. They're waiting. They're all the good citizens of Lastonbury. This is going to be an emotional holiday for them. They can really let themselves go. Oh, George, you're such a sap.
All right, I'm a sap.
I don't know what I ever saw in you.
I don't either.
Maybe because you were so weak, I just couldn't help wanting to take care of you.
You did all right.
You weren't an angel. I wasn't the one who clipped your wings.
I didn't say you did. But you taught me some of the better ways of making life impossible. I'm sick and tired of those things, Grace. And if I can help it, the baby you're having is going to be brought up right or...
Or what? The baby is having a wonderful chance now, isn't it? I'll say, darling, you won't see Papa for 10 years. He's got a long stretch because he wanted to bring you up honest. And then I'll lay the kid down in its little crib behind the bars, and you'll sit in your cage, and I'll sit in mine. How nice.
I'm sorry, Grace. I just couldn't keep it up any longer. I'm tired of running and hiding, conniving and planning. I want to live free and open like everyone else, or I don't want anything at all.
Do you think I like the way we were living? But we're nothing. We had to live the way we could.
We didn't. That's just the point.
If you're ready, when?
Okay, let's get it over with. I'll tell them I was the one who did the whole thing and led you on, and you get out of it and bring that kid up right.
Oh, no, Galahad. You're not pulling any of that stuff on me. I came back here to face this with you. If you get it, I'm getting it, too. You're not playing the martyr with me.
Why let them do that to you?
You think I care about them? You think I give 2 cents about them, what they do or think or feel? It's you. It's what you think and feel about me that counts. I don't know why, but that's the way I am. I'm your wife, but I'm more than that. You're the only one. The only one, you big fool, that I'd ever do anything for, and I'm not letting you do anything without me.
But Grace, the kid...
I'll make the decisions for the kid. My decision is made. If you're facing the music, so am I, and that's all. I love you, George. In my own crazy, twisted way, I do, and there's just nothing I can do about it.
Grace.
Oh, don't go sentimental on me. I ought to be ashamed of myself.
Only because you love someone as worthless as I am, that's all.
George.
Grace.
Right or wrong, George. Right or wrong, it's you.
Grace.
They can take everything, George. Maybe even seeing you, but can't take away what I feel about you.
Oh, Grace.
George.
And so, in their strange way, George and Grace are loyal to each other. But nothing about reforming or getting better seems to be involved. Will Molly be able to salvage anything from the wreckage of their lives? You know, Molly Goldberg is a wonderful woman, isn't she? Always so patient. Believe me, it takes plenty of patience to handle young folks. Take Daisy Dozen, for instance. What a girl. Why, she asked me...
Do you believe in fate?
Why, Daisy?
Well, Ma sent me over to our new neighbors with some does.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was, my dream man. Tall, dark, and a senior in high school. It was Duz and Fate that brought us together.
Well, Daisy, lots of ladies thank the fates that brought them and Duz together. You see, this new kind of soap does everything in the wash. Overalls, towels, to pretty rayon undies. Why, Duz is the only leading granulated wash day soap that gives longer life to the colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Even in the toughest wash, Duz does everything. And remember, Duz, like all soaps, contains vitally needed war materials. So don't waste Duz. Always measure it carefully into your machine. See to it every bit of does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly lets George plead his case. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble and saying, do as the Dozums do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.